And at 7:30, we'll be having Levi Schmidt doing a mini set. He's a wonderful performer. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Chris Gerstner featuring. And after her will be Walnut, and it'll be a great night of music and spoken word. And a lot of performers are coming out tonight, and it's hard to get here right at start time, but we welcome everybody as they come. And right now I'd like to welcome someone who's going to be doing a mini set here this summer and also featuring in the fall, and he's a songwriter, and his name is Barry Spiro. Please give Barry Spiro a big welcome. Thank you.
Am I ready?
No, not yet.
talk amongst yourselves till we get set up here. Okay, hello everybody. I'm Barry Spiro, and I like to get myself comfortable here before I start, so I feel good. Let's see. How do I do this? How many people have seen me before? No, I think the way I do is, how many people haven't seen me before? If you haven't seen me before, raise your hand. If you haven't seen me before. So we're setting up here. So this blind rabbit jumps out of his home, the tree, and he hops, and he bumps into this blind snake. And he says, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, Mr. Snake, I'm blind. I didn't mean to bump into you." They're rolling down the hill. And the snake goes, "That's okay, I'm blind too, it's no problem." And the rabbit goes, "Oh good." The rabbit goes, "Mr. Snake, I've been blind since birth. I don't know what I am. Can you tell me what I am?" And the snake takes his snake thing, and he says, "Well, you got a puffy tail, you got buck teeth, you got rabbit ears, you're a rabbit." And the rabbit goes, "Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't know what I was." And the snake goes, "Listen, Mr. Rabbit, can you tell me, I've been blind since birth, can you tell me what I am?" So the rabbit takes his rabbit thing, and what exactly is a rabbit thing? The rabbit takes his rabbit thing. He says, "Well, you're slimy, you've got no backbone, you're spineless, you got a forked tongue, you're a lawyer." So I have a feature with the sensational Ellen Schmidt in 4 weeks, June 9th, a mini feature. And I have an August 24th feature with the marvelous Michael Delaney in Roslindale on August 24th. So you all come out to that. So this is Robert's song. And Robert is passed away a few years ago. He was my best friend, age 13, early adolescence. The good adolescence, before the bad adolescence with the drugs and the wine and the women, the good adolescence. He was my best friend. Maura Kennedy says this is a beautiful song. It's about about friendship. It's not a sad song, even though it has an E minor. No one says when it's time to go. So Robert, I'm saying goodbye. We were chasing the moon on a warm July night, trying to catch a dream that was slipping out of sight. Robert and Jackie were frolicking in the fields, dancing and prancing in a world so unreal. And no one says when they're leaving, no one says goodbye, no one says when it's time to go. So Robert, I'm saying goodbye. During those days, we'd ride our bikes through the streets of Brooklyn and Prospect Heights. Robert had his banjo, I my guitar, and we traveled the subways to Greenwich Village afar. And no one says when they're leaving, no one says goodbye, no one says when it's time to go. So Robert, I'm saying goodbye. Mike Delaney on the mandolin. Life was easy, life was real. We'd laugh and play and cajole and we'd squeal. Butterflies were flying, fireflies would light, and we never thought our world would end after we said goodnight. And no one says when they're leaving, no one says goodbye, no one says when it's time to go. So Robert, I'm saying goodbye. So Robert, I'm saying goodbye. So Robert, I'm saying goodbye. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Barry Spiro. Thank you, Barry.